The president's assent on companies and allied matters. Kama Bill repealed the law, which has been in use since 1990, exactly 30 years ago. The new act states that the moment an organization registers with Corporate Affairs Commission, CAC, it ceases to become independent as it becomes subject to the law of the land. The law is also applicable to religious centers, provided they are registered with the CAC. Individuals can no longer own their own centers. This has generated different reactions, especially among religious leaders. In an interview with Radio Nigeria, while some condemned the act, others describe it as a welcome development, as it was a way to sanitize the system.
They came up with this Kama law to reduce the church or take over the church. What we need to do is, as the children of God, we need to pray.
I see it as a direct challenge to God.
Something I like about the new law is that we should be subjected to regular audit. Nobody should even hold office forever. And that will make even the system sustainable. The government is trying to sanitize the system. A system whereby somebody will feel, I own this organization. It's not healthy for our system. So what the government is doing is very right. We support the government in this regard.
On his part, a legal practitioner, Mr. Fola Awonusi, said the action of the federal government was in accordance with the written provision of the law.
It would have been better if there were provision for a specialized court or an assignment of these provisions to maybe one of the courts, whether the federal court, I guess, and then it's easier to approach the court under the provisions relating to the Kama that will maybe enhance quick resolution of such disputes.
It would be recalled that the bill, among other things, gives supervising minister the enablement to remove the board of trustees of churches and replace with government own. In Ibadan, Lillian Ibomo, Radio Nigeria.